a second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Second date update made hot to you by Walgreens. This summer, Walgreens has you covered with trusted essentials you need at a great value. Stop by today for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Tommy.
Yeah, baby, what's up?
What's going on, Tommy?
I'm smooth. You know, everything's good. You know, went to this great party with this hot chick, Chelsea, man. And here's the deal. You know, I haven't heard back from her. And, I'm going to say, damn, you know, we rolled into the party, man. We got lit, man. Wow. She hit the liquor store, rolled up some blunts up in the ride. And, you know, we head into the party. Man, the party was popping.
Sound like you had a good one.
It was great, man. We get in there, the music's going. And, like, I got kind of confused because, you know, a few days after the party, I'm saying, I know this chick going to hit me back and say, hey, when we going to hook up again? You know, I'm saying, you know, I don't understand it. And, like, a few days it went by. And so that's why I'm calling you guys. I'm saying, like, you know, what's up? You know, was it my breath? You know, what the f*** is going on?
Yeah, it sounds like you showed her a great damn time.
Yeah, hey, man. I mean, you take somebody out in these days and times with a low budget and you ain't got a lot of money. The whole thing is to have good company, man. Somebody that you can chill with.
And you sound funny dude. Yeah.
Well, I try.
Yes.
There you go. All right, cool. Well, Tommy, we'll give Chelsea a call, see if we can help you out, all right, my friend?
Thank you, man. I love you.
All right. Love you, too. Hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
Now, back to the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
So we just talked to Tommy. Tommy might be my favorite person we've ever talked to in my life. He's such a nice guy. Vibrant, energetic, great personality. He said he went on a date with Chelsea to a party. He said, you know, had a little liquor, had a little herbal essence. He said they had a good time.
Herbal essence.
He said they had a good time. He goes, I can't believe she's not giving me a call back for a second day. She's not responding. He's like, when are we going to hook up again? She's giving him nothing. We got to help him out. Let's call up Chelsea right now.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Chelsea?
Yes.
Hi, Chelsea. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy from Hot 96.9. It's the Get Up Crew.
Excuse me?
It's the Get Up Crew from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
Okay. Like, did I win something?
No, but listen, a friend of yours reached out to us about you.
What? I'm not even understanding you. I'm trying to get ready for work. I'm running a little late.
Real quick. So you went out with Tommy to a party, and Tommy told us about it. He said you guys had a great time, and he wants to continue the party, but you're not giving him a call back. Why the hell not?
Tommy called y'all and said we had a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm sorry. I don't like talking about people, but he's an asshole. I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay. I don't know if we're talking about the same Tommy here, because the dude that talked to us was, he had a great personality. He was upbeat. Sounded like
he was upbeat. He had a nice personality, but he was also a little psychotic. Like, we went out, right? He was like, we're going to go to this party. It's going to be ratchet. It's going to be all this, all that. Mm-hmm. But then I should have known better when he was like, oh, it's going to be at 1 o'clock. And I was like, 1 o'clock? So I was like, okay, they're getting turned up like that. You know, YOLO, you only live once. So I'm
Wait, 1 o'clock like in the afternoon?
1 o'clock in the afternoon, like lunchtime.
A barbecue.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. Why can't it be a barbecue party?
I was thinking that it was kind of like going to be like a barbecue, right? So I, you know, packed my flip-flops and my heels, and then I went on about business. So he was like, before we go, let's stop by the liquor store, right? So he goes in, you know, we get some Ciroc and stuff. We like getting turned up in the car and shit, right? Then he pulls out a blunt, you know, starts smoking and shit. I was like, okay, it's going to be that type of a party, right? How about we fucking get there, right? He pulls over and I see little fucking kids walking. And I was like,
what?
Where the fuck are these kids going? Then I see like a fucking clown and shit walk past the car. Come to find the fuck out, right? This was his best friend's one-year-old f***ing birthday party for his kid. And
oh, God.
I'm like, who the No, he totally misrepresented the situation.
Chelsea, Tommy's on the phone right now. Chelsea, you heard everything. Tommy.
Hey, Chelsea, baby, what's up with all of this, baby? You're bullshitting. Now, look, I'm a different type of guy. I gotta admit, you know, I feel that you can get your kicks, you know, anyway you get them.
Because
people are people. Even little people, tall people, fat people. No. I don't give a what kind of party it is. A party is a party.
One-year-old birthday party.
But that's okay. We party with the youth of the future. You know what I'm saying? They gonna know us when we old and gray, baby. No. You know, they say, hey, who's those cool motherfuckers who's at the party?
How about they gonna go cut the cake for the kids? This ass decides he wants to go inside the fucking bouncy castle. He grows up, he pees on himself, and he passes the fuck out. Everybody's looking at me, and his brother's like, oh, well, you know, y'all been dating for a couple of months. I was like, this is my first fucking date. Like, who the No.
So
what the fuck is that about?
Is that a no to a second date? Because, again, Tommy sounds like a damn good time.
Yeah, she just bullshit, man. She's going to go out with me again.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
What in the hell did this guy do to have his date saying this? Mackenzie.
Yes.
Hey.
Okay. Not that. Can we get the real clip? Here it is.
I'm too old for this. I need somebody who's a man. I can't be dating childish 10-year-olds who just like get wasted and do stupid shit.
Man, thank God it's almost Friday. That's all I have to say. Second date update on the 10th. A brand new one tomorrow at 8:10.